And now, come closer and hear these words from the book of Romans. Each of us finds our meaning and function as a part of Christ's body. But as a chopped-off finger or a cut-off toe, we wouldn't amount to much, would we? So since we find ourselves fashioned into all these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body, let's just go ahead and be what we were made to be, without enviously or pridefully comparing ourselves with each other, or without trying to be something we aren't. If you preach, just preach God's message, nothing else. If you help, just help, don't take over. If you teach, stick to your teaching. If you give encouraging guidance, be careful that you don't get bossy. If you're put in charge, don't manipulate. If you're called to give aid to people in distress, keep your eyes open and be quick to respond. If you work with the disadvantaged, don't let yourself get irritated with them or depressed by them. Keep a smile on your face and love from the center of who you are. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. Love from the center of who you are. That center place within that is of God. That is who we truly are. That's where we're supposed to live and love from. But it can be hard to get there because that center place is usually buried deep within, and the path has gotten pretty overgrown with all the other messages we've received from society. So we have to blaze a trail back to our centers, to our true selves. And that means we have to brave the wilderness. It means we have to be what we were made to be. And we have to stop trying to be something we aren't. We have to stop trying to be everything society says we should be and start being who God says we should be. It means living into the paradox of belonging everywhere and yet nowhere that Amy Young told us about last week in such an amazing and truly sacred way. Because we belong everywhere we show up. But we really don't belong anywhere because we really belong to God. We belong to God and to our true selves, that place within that is our center. That is where we belong. True belonging is belonging wholly to ourselves and to God. It is fitting into God's way for us, not conforming to the world's ways for us. Because who knows us better, the world or God? And whose expectations are we trying to live up to, the world's or God's? Because where we belong isn't an external thing. It isn't about the clubs we've joined or the friends we hang out with or the people we affiliate with. Belonging, true belonging, is an internal thing. It's a heart thing. It's a living from the center thing. These other things are hollow substitutes for true belonging. We belong to ourselves and to God. Therefore, true belonging means being willing to go into the wilderness, being willing to stand alone, and being willing to be vulnerable. And that's a tall order. But once we belong thoroughly to ourselves and believe thoroughly in ourselves, true belonging is ours. So how do we get there? How do we live from the center without trying to be something we aren't? Well, Brené Brown suggests four elements to true belonging. The first is, people are hard to hate close up. move in. Wow. Yeah. We live in a world that has become extremely polarized. It's an us or them, win or lose mentality out there. And when it's our common fear that unites us, we're in trouble, because our fear makes it easy to hate others. So Brené's research says, move in. Move closer. Move closer to people that are not like you and share your stories with them. Because when we share our stories, we find our common love at the center of who we are instead of our common fear. This happened to me on Wednesday. I attended a supervisor training where I knew no one. I sat toward the back, and about 10 minutes into the seminar, this young woman rushed in and took the seat next to me. She didn't seem very happy, and the instructor had us turn to our neighbor and share things multiple times. She hardly looked at me, and I felt she was judging me. She was young, I'd say about 22 years old, and she had tattoos up and down each arm and on her neck and chest. She was wearing jeans and a tank top. I was wearing jeans and a conservative top. I looked exactly like someone who she didn't want to talk to, because I looked like someone who would normally judge her. I could feel the tension and her dislike of having to turn to me every time and share. So having read Brené's book, I decided to get off task for a moment from the seminar and share some of my story with her. The instructor had talked earlier about being confident. So instead of talking about whatever it was we were supposed to be talking about, I turned to her and said, I want to go back to what was said earlier about being confident. The instructor said we gain confidence by investing in ourselves. But I don't think that's the only way we gain confidence. I believe we also have to deal with the words we have going through our own heads. I grew up in a house where I was never good enough. My sister was. I was not. I was a disappointment. And so I have to continually overcome this narrative that runs through my head so that I can find and gain a sense of confidence. This young woman finally looked at me, and all of a sudden, her whole demeanor changed. Now she knew I was not judging her. It is sad that a lot of people who look just like me do judge people who look just like her. But it took more than me just being nice. It took me sharing some of my story, making myself vulnerable. Because when we share our stories, people can say, oh my gosh, me too. Or, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Pastor Angie is going to spend time this summer delving into each of the four elements of true belonging. So let me just quickly finish listing them for you. Again, the first one is people are hard to hate close up. Move in. Speak the truth to bullcrap is the second one, but be civil. The third, hold hands with strangers. The fourth, strong back, soft front, wild heart. I'm going to say these one more time. People are hard to hate close up. Move in. Speak truth to bullcrap, but be civil. Hold hands with strangers. Strong back, soft front, wild heart. This is true belonging. And it's a tall order, isn't it? It's braving the wilderness for sure. But here's the thing. We can give ourselves permission to stop trying to be something we aren't, and to truly belong to God and to ourselves. And here's how. Our author, Brené Brown, went from one experience of fitting in to another in her teenage years and in her early 20s. We all do, right? Teenagers desperately want to feel like they fit in somewhere, and they try all sorts of groups and clubs and sports teams to gain a sense of belonging. But remember, true belonging isn't an external thing. It's not something you can join or achieve. It's something you have to arrive at internally. But then Brené had an aha moment one day in 2013. She was out of town for another speaking engagement, and the night before her interview, she had dinner with a group of people, and after dinner, her manager called her out. He told her she was there at dinner, but she was not present. She was doing that thing she does when she gets afraid. She tunes out and starts watching her life instead of living her life, and he didn't want her to miss out on her life. And then he said, "Don't study this moment, be in this moment." She knew he was right, but getting out of fear is difficult. Then the next morning, her daughter texted her, asking if she had signed and returned a permission slip for a school trip that she was going on. And that's when it dawned on her. She needed a permission slip to stop being so serious and afraid. She needed a permission slip to have fun that day. And there it was. Brené had a way out of her fear and a way out of her normal pattern of doing things and into the place she knew she could be. She quickly found a sticky note in the hotel room, and she literally wrote, "Permission to be excited and goofy and to have fun." And now she writes herself permission slips all the time. What do we need permission for? If you could write yourself a permission slip, what would yours say? Because these permission slips that Brené writes to herself are not just a cute little thing she does. They are a serious attempt to belong to herself and to no one else. They are permission to true belonging. So what do we need permission for? Are we trying to be something we aren't? We have been fashioned into these excellently formed and marvelously functioning parts in Christ's body. So let's just go ahead and give ourselves permission to be who we were made to be. On the blank line in your bulletin, in the sermon title, write down what you need permission for. Use code words if you don't want the person next to you seeing it. But this is your permission slip. This is your authorization, your permission to be your authentic self with the world. And this is sacred because we are the body of Christ. And we have everything we already need within us to be exactly who God made us to be. Let us love and live from the center of who we are. We have permission to do so. Amen.